Blog Talk Radio.
I live on a street where there are many, many cars and trucks and factories that pump and bang and grind all night and day. It is a miracle that I can write poetry or sleep or talk on the telephone or that my lover will visit me here. There is so much noise. Every few minutes, a jet comes in low or a prop job swings down like a kamikaze. There is an airport at the end of my street. The New Age people say that you choose all these things. Choose the cars and trucks and airplanes, me and all of my neighbors. Well, maybe this is true. Maybe we can't live without all this goddamn noise. Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please," or "Thank you for making noise." Maybe we are the kind of people who need to have what we don't want just to get along, to do the basic things. Myself, I could not sleep last night, and I could not close the window either. I tried to tear the window out of its frame and put it in a closed position, banging and ripping with the hammer and a screwdriver, standing on the window ledge in my socks, three stories up. But the window wouldn't come out, and the factory was screaming, and the trucks were rumbling, and the whole world was praying for silence. And it was up to me to shut the window, and I couldn't get it down. I was just making more noise. A jet went by, and all the people waved. "Thanks," I yelled, as the shift changed without a lull in production at the big plant across the street. The workers lined up at the bus stop, watching me with my hammer. I put sponge stoppers in my ears, but I can't stand those things for more than a few minutes. Finally, I put my head between two pillows. It's the same every night. I love it. I need it. Without you, I could not live. I would not have written this poem, I yell, the window dangling half on, half off.
Buenas noches y bienvenidos al show. The Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repair. Break out your Sinaloa brick. Esta noche estamos aquí para celebrar narcotraficantes, narcocorridos. We're having a seance here. This ain't your mama's quinceañera.
All right, welcome to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Of course, I am your host, as always, Mr. DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Got some great stuff on the show tonight. A little bit of a... we got some Gorilla Oi, got some Nightmares on Wax, of course, Tommy Guerrero, the Tarantulas, everybody is stepping in. And I have just received an all-points bulletin on El Chapo Guzman, as well as the ghost Mr. Pablo Escobar, El Patron. So we will be getting to that more a little bit momentarily from now. What I'm going to do now actually is let's go into our first track of the evening. This is Mr. Baba Brooks and King Edwards. A little song called Shank I Shek. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. And we'll be right back.
Que llegó la hora de presentarte a los enemigos que me hicieron contacto con los sandinistas.
All right, that was Baba Brooks, King Edwards, Shank I Shek. Really, really great ska track. Ska, roots, reggae, it's all about the same anymore. Coming up next, I believe we have El Patron himself, Mr. Pablo Escobar. A song, a Narco Corrido, that was dedicated to Mr. El Patron. And then, of course, we're going to move on to the Project Underground newsfeed, Project Q Radio. Late Night Radio, of course, brought to you by the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And, I think we'll be right back.
The year was 1980. And one thing was on everyone's mind. Cocaine. And the man behind it all was Pablo Escobar. He made millions to achieve his dreams and killed anyone who got in his way.
Si alguien me traiciona, lo dejo vivir.
Behind the murder, behind the greed, behind the legend, was the man.
And be absolutely clear, I don't want him arrested. I want him dead.
Me están jodiendo demasiado. Nadie me joda.
Vincent Chase, Medellin.
This is your Literary Underground news feed for February 7th and the 8th, brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to the www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your information on Draconian Vampire Tunnel shows, Project Q radio shows, all that other great stuff. Today's news feed actually features In Between Altered States, episode 21, Obsessions, is now live at In Between Altered States, featuring the work by Spencer Due, Samuel Cole, Lynn Alexander, ooh, I like Lynn Alexander, Eric Suheim, and Chris Leek, as well as many others. So you guys can go to www.inbetweenalteredstates.wordpress.com check that out. Definitely need to do that. Also, in the news feed tonight, we usually just have one thing, but of course tonight we are doubling up. Actually, volume number 19 of Guerrilla Pamphlets is due out this Friday, so you guys definitely can check that out. Of course, chief editor there, Mr. Dustin Holland, big shout out to him, of course. Gave me some inspiration for some of the music tonight, so we really appreciate Mr. Dustin Holland here. You guys can go to guerrillapamphlets.webs.com for every bit of updates, information, submission guidelines, and links. We like to link it up here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. Coming up next, we have Guerrilla Oi, a little song. I love this song, actually. Guerrilla Oi, el Estado es mi enemigo. The state is my enemy. We're going to play that. And then we're going to come back and keep this thing rolling. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we will be right back. Ugly. An interesting aspect of the propaganda machine is how little it understands its own function. It's counterproductive, for instance, to burn and ban books. Most books perceived as a threat to the order are no threat at all, and those that are a real threat in a limited way, They don't speak to the masses who are like the spoon that can't taste soup. They speak to the few who, like the tongue, can. The focus should be on preventing such books from being written. Things have been gradually shifting in that direction concerning books and everything else under the sun. Witness the assassination of the Kennedys, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. Witness the Orwellian perpetual state of war. Witness Homeland Security that negates constitutional rights while claiming to protect them. Witness the suspected terrorist cloak that, in its blanket vagueness, allows anyone anywhere to be locked up and tortured any time and indefinitely for any reason. Shift is from destroying ideas to destroying people, but they still don't get it. Most of the people they destroy as randomly as books will be spoons, not tongues, but whereas spoon people may not grasp concepts, they have an immediate visceral response to suffering inflicted on them, and their kinfolk, and they'll retaliate without mulling over the whys and wherefores. Terrorism is spawned in torture chambers, and things are about to get ugly. All right, that was Guerrilla Oi, El Estado es mi enemigo. I really, really dig some Mexican punk, so really great stuff, man. And we're going to keep things rolling, of course. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. Yeah, I think after all that, we're going to go with Nightmares on Wax. Really, really love this song, actually. This is a track called You Wish, Nightmares on Wax. We'll be right back. Thank you. Nightmares on Wax, a little track called You Wish. You guys should definitely check them out. Really, really crazy cats, man. Dig everything that we got going on, Draconian Vampire Tunnel tonight. Narco Corridos, we got plenty of other stuff going on. I believe actually at the beginning of the show, if I'm not mistaken, which sometimes I happen to be under the influence of drugs, so that does happen. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was Stephen Jesse Bernstein at the very beginning of the show. A little song, a little spoken word track called More Noise, Please. I really, really dug that. I'm still trying to get over that. It's very, very brilliant poem. So, whew, keep things rolling. Tommy Guerrero coming up next. This is a song off the album Year of the Monkeys. And the title of this track is Archaic Days. I kind of feel like I'm running into that sometimes. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. I do see that we have a couple people in chat, so I did want to give a shout-out to Mr. Brian Fuget while he's editing Zygote and my coffee, as well as Cool Zanichi. What up, man? How you doing? Tommy Guerrero, Archaic Days. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and yeah, we'll be right back. All right, that was Tommy Guerrero, formerly of the Faction Skate Crew, based out of the West Coast, of course. You know, I don't think I say it enough. I got too much love for my West Coast crew. I'm going to start calling this West Coast Radio, except for, you know, Mr. Brian Fuget in Ohio there. He is up all the time, so I do appreciate that. Yeah, Tommy Guerrero, little song called Archaic Days, off of the album Year of the Monkey. And keep things rolling, I think. We're going to go right into, this is 8 Degrees 6 Crew. This is actually a French ska band. We're going to go right into them. This is 8 Degrees 6 Crew. And the name of this track is actually Only One Night Man. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nosotros dos, todo vale mi vida. Nunca había sentido un revólver sobre la piel, sobre esta piel de seda tan dorado, tan perfectamente cuidada, sin un rasguño, sin una cicatriz, ¿verdad?
Sí.
con la venda que se me cae y se dan las sorpresas del siglo, Pablo. Creo que deberías saber que hago práctica de tiro con la policía en Bogotá, con Smith & Wesson, que según mi entrenador, tengo mejor puntería que algunos oficiales con visión 20/20.
All right, as Margie Palmer said, that was the Tarantulas, a song called Tarantula. It was actually off the Atlantic Records release. I believe it was around somewhere, 1964. I could be wrong about that right now because I'm smoking some Sinaloa Brick Press and not really giving a shit. So, in order to call in, 805-856-2808. I mentioned earlier that we had some stuff going on. El Chapo Guzman, I'm not sure what happened with that guy. I know that in the show description we also mentioned that Mr. Jerry Thigpen would be stopping by, but it looks like he had a heart attack on the way through the tunnel, so he won't be joining us this evening as well. Maybe, I don't know. Coming up next, we got Brazilian Girls. I almost called it a track. This is a song. This is a ballad. Song called Pussy. Brazilian Girls, Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Is close to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
cartel Ramirez informed on is losing the drug war. U.S. intelligence says the Sinaloa cartel has taken over most of the coveted trafficking routes through Juarez. At the head of that cartel, the notorious El Chapo. News Channel 9's Kai Porter has the story.
Joaquin Guzman is one of the most elusive men in Mexico, known to most as El Chapo or Shorty.
It doesn't matter who you are, whose grandmother you are, or whose child you are. If you get in his way, he'll take you out.
The FBI confirms the majority of drug loads arriving from Juarez now belong to El Chapo, Mexico's most wanted fugitive.
I think you could say he's the contemporary Al Capone of Mexico, but really in the world he's probably the single most powerful and most effective drug trafficker.
He's also the world's richest outlaw. Forbes magazine put Guzman on its annual billionaires list, which angered Mexican President Felipe Calderon, who said it glorified criminality.
Guzman's cartel also has a big impact here on the U.S. side of the border. Drug agents say Sinaloa traffickers smuggle in more than 100 tons of marijuana every single year, along with methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin, and they operate in cities around the United States.
Guzman is infamous for using tunnels to smuggle drugs into the U.S., and the Justice Department is offering a $5 million reward for his capture.
No question how brutal he is, how violent he is. He's also smart.
And very hard to catch. Kai Porter.
Es silencioso como el cómplice perfecto. Es más peligroso que todos sus peores enemigos juntos. Cuando estalla, suena. Déjame pensar. ¿Cómo las rejas de prisión de San Quintín? Sí, sí, las rejas de una prisión gringa suena como balazos. Mañana, tarde y noche. Eso sí, que debe que ser absolutamente terrorífico. ¿Verdad, mi amor?
All right, that was the Brazilian girl's song called Pussy. Of course, being about pussy and marijuana. Supposedly a lot of marijuana coming from Sinaloa. So even though I'm not usually an aficionado of dirt weed, I do appreciate anything that's coming into the country and keeping that rolling. I'm not going to say that I am an advocate of the Sinaloa cartel or any other cartel for that matter, but I do appreciate the weed. And I think it goes without saying that I appreciate vagina. So keep things rolling. Talking about Mexico, this is a song called The Mexican by a band. I believe this is actually a French name, Les Fantômes. Really, really great track, actually. The Mexican, Draconia Vampire Tunnel, it's closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. There will be a secret song at the end of the show tonight. There will be a special prize awarded to that person that can name the title of that song. So you guys definitely should keep an ear out for that. 12 minutes left of live streaming. So the only way to listen after that would be to call the number. That's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. Les Fantômes, the Mexican. We'll be right back.
las maldades que se le ocurren a uno cuando tiene en sus manos todo un símbolo sexual en estado de completa indefensión.
All right, that was Le Fantomas, the Mexican. Really love some surf punk music. That's exactly what I'm going to call that genre. I feel very punky when I listen to that, and I feel like I'm sitting on Ocean Beach or something like that. I'm a big fan of Ocean Beach. And, of course, there's everybody else at the Literary Underground that's actually been there. I don't know how many has actually been there. There's a lot of East Coasters in the Literary Underground as of late. And, you know, at East Coast, I like to pick on you guys a lot because you're asleep and you can't really say anything back about it. I still got love for you, though. Coming up next, we have a song by Mr. Wax Taylor. Really great DJ. And a song called How I Feel. This is how I feel right now. I feel like giving you guys 4 minutes, not 400, but I'll give you 4 minutes, 20 seconds of some really cool, I like to call it house music. I guess we'll call it house trance, dubstep, in your ear, funk medicine. Yeah, it's a good genre, right? Wax Taylor, How I Feel, Draconian Vampire Tunnels, Closer Repairs. We'll be right back.
On the stage, please. They're all waiting for you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. For me.
Ya sé lo que vas a mostrarme, tu colección de armas, porque vas a regalarme una.
Wax Taylor, How I Feel. Man, that song is so ill. It's so chill. Really just gets in your brain and just starts to feel like real music, man. I think that's what this show's been about, and I think that's what this show is really about. It's about music, it's about TV, tunnel voices, and I really appreciate all the support out there. So keep things rolling. Last track of the evening. No, maybe not the last track of the evening. I told you guys about some secret tracks. We got a couple things going, a couple things brewing. Very last song that I'll play before the last song. We'll call it that. I'm going to end it with an artist by the name of Blockhead. And this is very fit for the end of the evening. And I'm going to challenge Mr. Brian Fugier, who's still up listening, to this very song title. It's called Insomniac's Olympics, Me versus Brian Fugier. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll catch you guys next week, 10 p.m. Western Standard Time, 11 p.m. Mountain, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 a.m. Eastern. As always, go to literaryunderground.org for all your Draconian Vampire information. Catch you guys next week.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Mexican barrio's version of gangster rap is the narco corrido. A corrido is a ballad. Its lyrics celebrate the exploits of drug traffickers and gunfighters. Underneath the tough and tragic lyrics bounce the waltz and oompa rhythms of border music. Songs like this are now mainstays on the Billboard Latin music charts, but they're relatively unknown to English speakers. After becoming interested in so-called narco music, Elijah Wald devoted years to researching this music and its roots. Wald hung out in Mexican record stores and hitchhiked around the Southwest with Mexican truck drivers. He spent time with international superstars on the road and small-town musicians in their homes to learn about this most recent incarnation of a traditional Mexican outlaw song. His book is titled Narco Corrido, A Journey into the Music of Drugs, Guns, and Guerrillas. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with him in Los Angeles.
Elijah Wald says songs about trafficking in illegal substances go all the way back to ballads about tequila smugglers during America's Prohibition. A key thing to know about the drug songs, he says, is that Mexico views itself as a drug provider, not consumer, merely servicing America's drug dependency.
That certainly has a lot to do with why people can think of these guys as heroes.
And long before anyone ever heard a narco corrido, Mexicans were listening to just plain corridos. These ballads go back to the troubadours of medieval times, spreading tales of, say, Robin Hood. Elijah Wald writes that the corrido really took off during Mexico's Revolution of 1910. Suddenly, songs glorifying the derring do of Pancho Villa and Zapata could be heard in plazas all over Mexico.
It's important to understand this really is kind of a musical newspaper. And the thing was, whenever any battle happened, you tried to have a corrido out the next day, because that's what people wanted to hear. Villa was such a romantic figure, as was Zapata, that they got, you know, the corridos that have survived tend to be of them, just because they were these dashing, heroic men of the people, you know, who started out some poor peasant kid and ended up running an army. And I think, frankly, that is sort of what's happened with the narco corridos. You know, it's poor peasant kids who've ended up running an army. It's just, it's a different kind of army.
So when you get to the narco corridos, or the sort of the new boom of corridos, we're really talking about 30 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was one song in particular that you write about in your book that in a way set it all off.
Yeah, the Los Tigres del Norte did this record called Contrabando y Traición, well, it means smuggling and betrayal, which became this incredible hit. The heroine was named Camelia La Tejana, Camelia the Texan. And the story was that she and her boyfriend come up to Los Angeles with their car tires full of marijuana. And they sell it. He says, here's your half. Now I'm going up to San Francisco to my true love. And she pulls out a gun, blows him away. And the last line is, all the police found was the fired pistol of the money and Camelia. Nothing more was ever known.
Those gunshots didn't disguise the fact that to anyone's ears not knowing corridos, it sounds like a polka.
It is a polka. I mean, that's one of the funny things about this. I mean, there was a moment where I wanted to call the book Gangsta Polka, but that's absolutely what it is.
After this 1972 hit, Los Tigres reigned for the next 20 years as the kings of romanticized violence put to song. Then out of East L.A. came a handsome troubadour with a rough, untrained voice by the name of Chelino Sanchez. He specialized in made-to-order narco corridos, praise songs commissioned by drug lords and street toughs hoping to immortalize themselves on cassette tape. Soon everyone was circulating the tapes of Chelino Sanchez. Like the members of the famous Los Tigres, Chelino hailed from Sinaloa at the very heart of Mexico's drug trafficking.
But what made him different, I think, is that the Tigres, you know, they looked like Nashville country stars. They wore these great suits, and they looked like TV stars, and Chelino didn't. Chelino looked like this real, cool, genuine gangster kid out of Sinaloa. And he always had his pistol with him, and he just wore ordinary clothes, and there was this real gangster cool about him, which was completely new. And actually, the Tigres, I don't know what they knew about him, but right at the same moment, they put out a record called Corridos Prohibidos, Forbidden Corridos, where for the first time, they also just came out in street clothes in a police lineup. It was a moment for this new thing to happen.
What Chelino brought to the narco corrido was the grisly language of the street. This tune, The Crime of Culiacan, for instance, speaks of a drug hit in which the victim's guts are spilled out onto the desert.
Chelino really picked up when he got in this shootout. This guy tried to assassinate him at a gig near Palm Springs, and he pulled out his gun and returned fire from the stage. And I was interviewing these guys here in L.A., Lupio Rivera, who's now the big star, and his sister Jenny, and they said the next morning, all the cholos in L.A. who used to just play lowrider oldies were driving around with Chelino cassettes.
Chelino's moment was brief. 4 months after he so dramatically fended off one gunslinger on stage, he was murdered by another. And once again, the group Los Tigres del Norte emerged supreme.
They're sort of like a cross between the Rolling Stones and Willie Nelson in terms of how much they overshadow all of this, except that neither the Stones or Willie Nelson are still on the hit parade, and the Tigres are. What really has happened with them is that Jorge Hernandez, who's the leader, he became sort of the voice of the immigrant population. And then a couple of years ago, when Chelinos had taken over, again, everybody was sounding the same, and the Tigres did this thing called El Circo, attacking the Salinas administration in Mexico, which no one had ever done in a hit corrido.
Rebelling against the status quo.
Absolutely. And their new album has a song called The Chronicle of a Change, approaching Vicente Fox, saying, ah, we've got a new government now, everything's different, but down here on the street, everything seems the same. So, like, is anything really going to happen?
Elijah Wald chronicles the world of narco-corridos in Narco Corrido, a journey into the music of drugs, guns, and guerrillas. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.